Bruce, through my crack research, I discovered that the highest scoring team in Steelers history was 1975, 26.6 points a game. Does that sound like a reasonable goal? Could this be the highest scoring team you've had?
Well, I hope so. I think we have the talent for it. And each game presents a different set of problems. But I think the sky's the limit for these young guys. As long as they can maintain the old prophecy of selflessness, not selfishness. A lot of times when you get a lot of talent around, some guys don't feel like they get the ball enough, and you got to just keep preaching that it's a team thing, and I think we'll be fine.
Now I'm trying to figure out the math here, because Antonio Brown says he's going to get 1,000, Sanders is going to get 1,000, Wallace is going to get 2,000. After a while, it doesn't start to add up.
No, I know, and I guess Hines isn't catching any this year, and we're not going to hand it off to Rashard, but that's good. I like guys that have goals like that, and you know, if they catch five balls, they need to run with it then and make more yards. So I like it. I think they're very promising young guys, and I think this the ceiling for these guys, it won't be set for a couple of years.
Here with Bruce Arians on 93.7 The Fan. And Bruce, you and Ben have been together for a while now, and it feels like the offense has evolved. Can you talk about where it goes this season as far as him having command of it, taking ownership of it?
I think right now I would feel comfortable with him going out and calling the plays, and in all phases, not just the spread offense. So I think, yeah, the challenge for myself and for him each year is to keep trying to figure out how to block all these blitzes everybody keeps coming up with. You know, there's new and exotic ways of trying to blitz the quarterback and put pressure on you. So it's more of a studying of protections and getting yourself protected than it is for developing new pass patterns. There really aren't that many new coverages, but there sure are a hell of a lot of new blitzes.
Every year those guys are thinking them up. How about with the no huddle? Is that a way for Ben to get out there and call his own plays more? Can you see your offense evolving more into that?
Well, it was a big part of us 2 years ago. It wasn't quite as much last year. And, you know, that's another thing. That's one of our weapons, that each game we're capable of going to it at any point in time and just letting it go. It's a nice way of having two signal callers where a defensive coordinator breaks me down. But he won't necessarily break down what Ben calls. And Ben is calling plays according to what he sees on the defense. So that adds a nice dimension to us, because you're not always going to have the hot hand as a play caller. And there are times, hey, man, you take it and run with it and see where we go.
There seems to be some dispute, Bruce, over who was the last quarterback who truly called his own plays. And I've heard it was Jim Kelly in Buffalo, but it seems as if Peyton Manning goes to the line. And how does that work? And do you believe it was Kelly?
Well, I having been with Peyton in that system, he called the last play. Mm-hmm. Tom Moore would send him three plays. He'd match up the best one and call it, and then change it if they changed defenses. So, and essentially, he is calling the plays, but I think, yeah, probably Jim was in the K-gun, was very similar offense to what Tom Moore is running over there in Indianapolis.
But you would be comfortable in stretches of games where it was Ben on the field and basically with an open playbook?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. It'd just be how he's going to substitute his players in and out without signals. You know, that would be the biggest thing. But he could take a game plan and execute it, I think, perfectly right now.
Bruce, there's worries every year about the offensive line, and you guys keep going to Super Bowls, so I don't know how much people need to worry about it, but they take a look at a guy like a Jonathan Scott protecting Ben's blind side. Do you have concerns there or anywhere up front?
No, I've got all the confidence in the world, especially in Jonathan. He played extremely well for us last year when he stepped in at left tackle. And, you know, Flo was a blessing last year being a right tackle after Willie's injury. Now we have Willie back healthy, and he looks great. There's so much competition in that room. It has a tendency to breed success, and we know that they're all going to play. You know, they're just not going to be healthy all year. And we had 7 offensive tackles last year. And as a credit to those guys, on game day, Ramon Foster ended up at tackle against Baltimore. Trey Essex ended up at left tackle against Baltimore. And they held their own, and we were able to win a ball game. So, yeah, there notoriety of big names such as Hardings and Faneca and those guys we don't have. But I like our guys a lot.
Talking to Bruce Arians on 93.7 The Fan. Bruce, was there ever any doubt that you were coming back this season? Was it in your mind that you might not? Or there seemed to be some doubt.
I contemplated retiring, and it took a while after the Super Bowl visiting with Mike and Coach Tomlin and Ben a lot down in Georgia. And my wife and I talked about it. I was eligible to retire this past season, and with my health history the past few years, I didn't know what I wanted to do. But you know, after about 3 weeks, I knew I wanted to come back. And it's an exciting time to be with these young guys on offense, and really looking forward to it.
What other factor played? Did Ben and Mike, were they persuading you hard, or what was the ultimate factor that said, yes, I want to do this again?
Ben and I were sitting down on the porch, and he just kept bringing up young names. And, you know, you don't really want to leave these guys yet, do you? And it had been probably 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks at that point in time. And I know I didn't want to stay with my wife every day. Eight hours.
Nor her with you.
Exactly. She's like, you're going back to work. I said, all right, we'll do it. And we decided to do it, and really looking forward to it.
Now, are you taking it year by year at this point, or can you foresee that this might be your last year?
Every year's year to year for me. I mean, it goes with the territory calling plays. We're just going to go year to year and see how it goes. And it's like I said, this young group, they might make me want to do this for a while.
Now, the Ravens, I'm sure, are already looking at your offense, wondering what they're going to be presented with. Are you already looking at that game and preparing for that from a strategic standpoint?
Yeah, there are certain things that you want to look at in camp that are definitely for them. Our defenses are similar but not identical. And how we want to do something new. You know, I don't think that you can go against Ed Reed and Ray Lewis with the same old stuff. And beat them, but try to put a few more irons in the fire as far as different wrinkles for them that our guys can handle. So you're always pressing the envelope to see what your guys can handle and what really matches up against them. And it's really not just Baltimore, but the whole month of September. I mean, you've got a couple even fronts, a couple odd fronts, and trying to do some new things.
Bruce, there's been so much talk about, and it seems like it's gone the way in the NFL of a two-back system. Are you of a belief that you want to have a guy and just, you know, ride him, give him most of the carries, or would you like to split it up more?
Well, you'll never want to ride him to death, but if there's a big drop-off, you want your ace in there. And if he's a little tired, he taps himself out, and then when he's not tired, go back in. Rashard is in such fabulous condition right now. It's the best I've ever seen him. But we have very proven, capable backups. Isaac Redman hasn't failed us yet. Great game the other night. He's in great shape. We went to the Super Bowl with Mueldi as our feature back when Willie was hurt and Rashard was out. We've got more depth. Again, what we feel is great depth. A lot of people say, they don't have anybody because he's not a big name. Mm-hmm. But we don't go to the Super Bowl last year without Isaac Redman or Mueldi Moore.
Last question, Bruce, is regarding the receivers. I gather that Antonio Brown has been somewhat of a star in this camp. Have you seen that?
No doubt. He came in great condition, and he's going 100 miles an hour all the time. It's nice to see him have some position flexibility with Emmanuel going down. He had to switch positions, and he now is a capable player at two positions where he was just a spot player before. And it's nice to see him grow because wasn't sure how much we were going to depend on him this year. But he's proven right now he's more than dependable.
And I thought of a last question, and it's a tough one probably. But Ben was quoted in the offseason as saying maybe you and him ran the ball more than you wanted to last year because of outside pressures, wherever that was coming from, wherever it was what Art Rooney said before the season, fans, whatever. Did you run more than you wanted to last season?
Not more than we wanted to. I think we had to run the football last year, and we went into the offseason knowing that we wanted to be more physical on the goal line and short yardage. And really, when you look back at what Mr. Rooney said, we had to run the ball better. Mm-hmm. And I thought we did run it better. I think we got physical, especially showed up on the goal line for us and short yardage and running out the clock at the end of the game. It's not a number that we ever put on. There's no magic. If you run the ball 30 times, you win the game. I haven't figured that one out yet. But it's running it when you want to, and when you do, be physical. In a very steeler way, but still, when we had that conversation, he said, "I really don't expect our passing game to drop off any," and that was with a 4,000-yard quarterback and a 3,000-yard receiver. So I said, okay, Mr. Rooney, we got you.